There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
Yeah,
that's true. You do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it.
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay. Leroy and Toby, hold to the show, man. Stairs and the stars with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm alive by the morning. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. And cuties can be you can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, and a happy election day for everybody out there.
Yeah.
Nice easy traffic today.
I went first. Oh, I had an accident.
You got into an accident?
No. There was an accident on 75.
Got it.
Ah.
Got it.
Oh, accidents, roads. What are those anymore?
Yeah. Oh, you're a train man.
Train man.
You're a train man.
Yeah.
Well, you know, there's something classy about being a train man.
You know, I do what I can. I whip out my book. I realize I can't read.
You have a briefcase? I feel like a train man needs a briefcase.
I do have a
briefcase. And a derby.
Yes. Oh, what's the last one?
Derby. You know, like those derby hats?
Oh, okay.
You know, people on the trains, they love the hats.
Yeah, they do. They do.
You know?
And the umbrella. You always got to have an umbrella, even if it's sunny.
Needed it today, though, apparently. Looking like it's a little misty behind you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
Ominous.
And you know, as soon as it rains, there's going to be 1,000 accidents for reasons
for sure.
I can't explain.
That's definitely going to. Dude, last night, I was trying to get back from the arena, and just 95 wasn't moving. And I get to, like, why?
Yeah.
I still don't know why. There was just a construction guy there.
Yeah.
Right by the express. Because they said the express lanes were closed. So I'm like, yeah. All right, that sucks. So I didn't take the express lanes, although this is Miami, so people were not listening to that. But I don't know why they were closed, because it didn't look like anything was obstructing it. It almost was like they were trying to fix the poles.
Oh, the poles.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
But, dude, it was stopped. Trying to get, I didn't get home last night till like 1:15, and it was like I get so infuriated. I'm like, can something be worth it? Can there be a Burmese python on the highway? Something cool to see? Nah, just like, and then after, and this is me soaking all of that in after. Bonus.
You!
Why does it not have to be crimes?
Why did it have to be Sabonis?
Here's a rule in sports when it comes to our show.
Mm-hmm.
If Tobin curses a player on the other team, That guy is going to be the catalyst. That guy is going to be the reason why.
Lucky. It's a lucky shot. Really? Lucky rebound. It was a lucky.
How many did he finish with?
What is 14? He didn't have that big a game, but he got. But Fox hit a brick, took a high rebound. Bam couldn't get to it. Bounces right to Sabonis.
52. I bet you I know who could have got there.
16, 16, and 7 is what he finished with, if you're asking.
16 rebounds?
More than Bam, by the way.
So what, dude? He's the
keep that. Remember when Klay Thompson came and had one irrelevant game, and everyone's like, oh, Frog Boy, you made this happen to us.
He didn't do anything, Sabonis.
He's that same energy, dude.
He got lucky on a couple of threes.
Wait, 16 and 16?
Dude was in foul trouble the whole night.
And still had 16 and 16. You think that's an average game?
All right.
It's a
bonus game. He didn't cook.
Led the team in assists.
So what would be cooking?
Got to get to like 22.
22 points and 22 rebounds?
Yeah. Oh, no, not 22 rebounds.
That's 16 rebounds.
Oh, dude, that's because they were building a brick house for a half. He was the only guy getting them rebounds.
You said Bam was.
I know what I said.
Locker.
I know what I said.
Oh, Romeo.
I know what I said.
What kind of locker did he put him in?
Last night?
Oh, Foot Locker.
No, he didn't put him in any locker last night.
With the new kicks.
Yeah, exactly. He gave him a shopping spree.
Sabonis shoved him into locker, right into the fountain. Says, beat it, nerd, right in front of his girlfriend.
This is the third time in three games.
She was there.
Yeah. Okay. Well, she's not playing basketball.
No, I know.
I'm more than sure you'll see her a lot.
I don't know.
I mean,
when are we going to address the problem?
What is the problem?
Bam in love is not creating.
He didn't have a bat. He was fine yesterday. He was fine.
See, the problem is the problem. Here's what I'm going to say. The problem is with how we look at Bam. Damn. They asked Bam to do so much that if you only focus on points and rebounds, you kind of get lost a little bit.
He was fine yesterday.
He's all over the place, though.
This is the facts of it, though. It was a really good game. It was a thriller, but we can dissect this all we want.
Third quarter.
They got outscored 37-17 in the third quarter, and they missed 9 free throws.
This free throw thing is starting to.
It's pissing me off.
Right.
It's pissing me off.
It's free throws.
Pissing me off.
I've never seen a team miss as many free throws as
you left a comfortable win on the table. That's basically what you did.
If you made half of the free throws you missed, you win easily.
Yeah, you win. So annoying.
I think there should be a fine.
Ooh, I like that.
There should be a fine if the team misses what? How many free throws missed? 10?
They missed 9.
They missed 9. That's egregious.
21 of 30.
The NBA average is what, 70%?
Bam and Jimmy both missed 3 apiece.
The average free throw shooter team shoots what, 70%? Right?
Well.
Yeah. They're not even there. They're in the 60s.
And those guys are good free throw shooters. I don't understand.
What?
They have been. They've been in their careers. They're good free throw shooters.
First of all, I don't give a rat's ass what happened. What I'm seeing this year is bricks at the free throw line.
You always say, look at the averages, man.
I am looking at the averages. They are way below average as a team. Not one guy. I'm saying one guy. I'm not saying the whole damn team. They're not even 70%.
As a team?
I think so.
I don't think that's true. That can't be true.
I'm telling you.
That can't be true. They can't be true.
They miss 7, 8, 9 free throws every game.
Is it true?
I'm looking.
Okay. Sorry.
I'm looking.
That's a horrible stat. If that's true,
I don't think that's true. But he might be right.
He has to be close because you're right. They do miss. Jimmy's been missing a lot by himself.
All right. Free throw percentage.
22%. Jesus Christ.
The Heat. Oof.
Go! Tell us! Tell us!
29th in the league.
Dang it, what's their percentage?
71.6.
71%! 71%!
That's not Heat culture, dude.
That's not Heat culture.
You, wait! Your whole...
Worse than the Bucks who have Giannis.
Your whole game plan is to put pressure in the paint. What's the point if you're not going to make your free throws?
Jeez. And they're top, what are they? They're top seven in attempts.
So it's not, it's a moot point getting to the paint.
Oh,
it's a moot point. Like, so you know what that team's thinking? Here's what that teams are thinking. Hell, just hack the hell out of them.
Why not?
Hack a Heat.
Yay.
Hack a
all
Heat.
Of them. Which one, coach? All of them.
Except the Swedish intangibles kid. He's reliable.
He's good. He'll make one.
He's reliable.
I don't. Here's what else I can't understand. They put Pella in.
Yeah, he's so good.
He's an animal.
Animal, dude.
All over the place.
So much fun.
You telling me he couldn't help before now? There had to be an emergency or something? Why do all these guys come in for emergencies? They ball out, and then a week later, we then witness protection.
I don't know.
Like, what, we getting them ready for a court date?
He literally has done this all, everything he's done into college, and ever since he's donned a Heat uniform, practice jersey, summer league jersey, that kid has done nothing but be positive.
Yes.
Preseason, first little stint that he got in Mexico City. He's all over the place.
Right.
Why?
I don't understand it.
For what?
Why are we holding back? And
why?
I feel like Kalel Ware could have done something.
Here's what I don't get. I'm going to give you the honest truth. This what?
Tell the truth.
All summer, I said this to you.
Mm-hmm.
The team got younger and longer.
Yep.
Right? Why, when I look on the floor, is Bam still the tallest guy out there? What's the point of all that length and youth and energy?
Well,
listen, we ain't got time for all these getting mind games.
I will say, Nico's looking like a little bit like a Serbian Justice Winslow right now.
I mean, you know what he? How about this? Hey, I'm gonna put this out there.
Whoa, that's boy.
Wait,
he is my boy.
Wait. I'm gonna put this out there.
That's why I can be honest about this.
I'm gonna put this out there, and I want to get your feel on this.
Mm-hmm.
I've been watching him play.
Mm-hmm.
He looks too big.
What?
He looks too big.
Bulky?
Yeah.
Really?
He doesn't look like he's moving like he was before. So he's banged up, but he looks sluggish.
Well, he did have a bad injury before the season.
I know, but he looks sluggish.
Interesting. I mean, that was because he had a fracture and an ankle injury.
No, but he played.
I kind of think this is what I was thinking, all right? Because I was cooking things up when I was stuck in traffic yesterday.
Right.
All right? We don't really have a backup point guard, right? Just make him the backup point guard.
Who?
Nico. Let him roll, baby. Let him go out there. Let him operate with Jimbo. All right, this time it's Brian.
I think we don't have backups, but what Spo tries to do is stagger everybody.
I know.
But then you don't
There's something, but the starting lineup in the first, it's fine. Something happens in the third quarter with that starting unit. They got to fix it. They got to do something.
Probably too much Melba toast.
Here's Spo after the game. headlines, by the way, brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory. Like the Tucson, the Sonata, and the Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. This is Eric Spoelstra. He is head coach of the Miami Heat, and this is him on the third quarter issues for Miami.
I don't know. If we've looked at everything, at just some point, you just have to take a stand and just say enough is enough, you know, in these third quarters. We played a great half again, you know. I feel like we outplayed them, you know, in those other quarters. It's just, we're going to have to figure it out. You know, it's three straight games where I have to call the first time out, and it just, you know, it takes a little bit of the wind out of your sails. But with that said, still, like, it's not all going to go perfect. I thought we responded much better, you know, in the fourth quarter. And you take the lead, go up, you know, 5 points, then up three. You know, you should win those games, and we just weren't able to do it.
Well, here's a thought. Fix it, dude! Fix it! You say you tried everything. Well, I don't know about you, Leroy. How could they have tried everything when the same lineup's rolling out there and they're doing the same things? I don't know what you think trying everything. And maybe you're having a talking to. Maybe you know you're doing a little razzle dazzle. Maybe you're doing some. Fix it, dude. Because at home, every third quarter, it is the same story. So how could you try everything if the same thing keeps happening?
He hasn't tried everything, though. He's a liar.
He hasn't tried everything because where is my first round pick?
Yeah.
Where is he?
That's what I'm talking about.
Where the hell is Khalil Ware?
Yeah.
Why are we playing?
He'll be ready in 3 years.
What are we doing? How is it possible? Yeah. We are sitting here with the same team year in and year out. And I swear to God, if Heat people give me the answer, he knows more than we do. You want to know something, dude? At one point, the Heat were in a position where they just had to try a guy who was playing in Lebanon, and he ended up leading the franchise in blocks. Okay? At one point, Leroy, they just brought in a tattooed weirdo on a 10-day contract, and they gave him a whirl. So why is somebody who they said they did more pre-draft work on than any other prospect in the history of their franchise?
Until next year, they'll say it about the next guy you never heard of.
But why can't this guy get a little bit of Runsky, and I gotta watch Thomas Bryant barely be able to jump?
He does have problems leaving the ground.
What is the issue here, baby? What do we have to lose at this point? You guys are getting the doors blown off you in these third quarters. Why can't you actually try everything? Because you haven't tried everything. The kid's gotten into 2 games, 2 blowouts. He's gotten 1 bucket. And we saw with Pella, Summer League, all the things that he did translated. Khalil Ware in the same system. Crazy enough, offensive force, little bit of run, could be a bit of a hub. Please? Can I mercifully, Spo, I know you're a genius. Best coach in the league. Best Heat coach of all time. Please, Eric. Please. I beg of you. Please play your first round pick. For the love of God, what are we doing? You're really going to go into this thing? Guys, we're going to go into this thing, and we're going to make Jimmy Butler our power forward because they're going to play Jaime in the starting lineup. That's going to be his move. What happened to Bam, baby? Free and easy on the wing. What happened?
Back in the paint.
Can I ask you something? You got a Pacers, and you got a Pacers, and you got a Pistons game coming up. What's the harm? What's the harm?
Why are they only 22-23 or 23-22 at home?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I don't have an answer for that. I have no answer for that.
Hasn't it been like 2 years since they won a home playoff game?
They have not. They have not been a good playoff team since they went up 3-0 on the Celtics. That was the last. I think that's the last home playoff game they won. And it is carried over to the regular season because any team of quality that comes into that building, and even ones that aren't of quality sometimes, but any team that's of quality that comes into that building, it's the same thing. First quarter, kind of even Steven. Second quarter, looks like the Heat got a grip on this thing. Crowd's all riled up. Third quarter, diarrhea, cha-cha-cha. And then fourth quarter, get your hopes up, but inevitably will fold. Same story every game. I'm going to all these games. Same story. It's always the other team's all-star taking over. In this case, Fox. He's good, by the way. Ooh. Good.
0-for-11 the night before. But yesterday?
Ooh.
Ooh.
Skinny fella.
Very skinny.
Yeah.
Very skinny. Very odd build. He has no torso.
It goes,
what?
His waist is right up on his nipples.
It's very strange.
Hold on.
He has no torso. His waist is like right up. It's about 3 inches from his nipples. It's almost like a cartoon.
I feel like I can put my thumb on his belly button and my pinky on his nipple.
Yes.
Be fine.
He got no torso.
Long arms, long
legs. Long arms, long legs.
Crazy. Here's two guys who did play pretty good yesterday. They each had 27.
Jeez, Garland had 39.
I don't know what that's like.
Only undefeated team left.
No Giannis last night, huh?
Huh?
You know, no Giannis last night, huh?
Oh, really?
Interesting.
It was close.
Here's Jimmy and Tyler after the game. Jimmy's just staring at the box score in disbelief because he watches what happened to the Miami Heat.
Why is he Men in Black?
That's been his thing this year. That's been his look.
Just every game.
Every game, that's been his look. He's had a tie, button-down shirt, some kind of coat with these Men in Black glasses. That's been Boy Wonder's look.
Does not look good.
Well, I disagree.
I think he needs brighter colors because he's too white.
Jimmy.
No, you know what I mean? Like, he's not a dark white dude.
Not really filling up that suit either.
No, it does look kind of.
Looks like a hand-me-down.
Like Jimmy.
Big brother game.
Like Jimmy gave him his jacket.
Oh, I didn't bring anything. You think let me borrow your coat? Yeah, no problem.
Start the third quarter better. We feel like the first. Every quarter we've won. Every quarter except the third.
That's crazy.
I mean, there's not much to talk about at this point. It's about the third quarters. That's been a trend for us literally all year. So we got to figure it out.
So
just for our radio audience there, it's Jimmy Butler literally staring at the box score right in front of him.
In shock.
And just like, 37-17? 37-17?
Because I will tell you this. When you're playing in the game, you don't realize you're getting your ass kicked like that.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, so I've had games where we go down to score, and then we'd be sitting on the sidelines and we'll say, man, seems like it's been a while since we've been out there. And without really paying attention, we didn't realize that the other team ran the ball all the way down the field and ate up 10 minutes off the clock. Right? And so then you realize you get one drive in the third quarter or something like that. Like, Spo called a couple of timeouts. I'm sure they're trying to just take it series by series or, you know, play by play. And they don't realize that they're getting outplayed like that. Although, basketball's a little different because you can always just look up at the damn score.
They get those every break. They hand the box scores to them on the bench.
Right.
You'd think you'd know, but whatever.
Yeah, that's... Jokic is a walking triple-double.
Yeah, he's good. They got to play him in a couple days.
Joker.
Yeah, no, they got to play.
Not Jokic.
Sorry, I just couldn't get over Tyler Hero's post-game fit.
Yeah.
It reminded me of a 90s singer.
Sinead O'Connor?
Sinead O'Connor, yes.
She needs the black glasses,
same
right?
Fit.
He only needs the black glasses.
Really the same fit.
All right, take a break. Back after this.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
All right, welcome back. Hey, I got a condo in Manhattan. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2. NFL trade deadline day. I've already had a move to. Who is this guy that the Lions
traded? Darius. He would be the equivalent to Chubb. This team. Okay. So you would say Jalen Phillips is number one pass rusher?
Yeah.
Then Chubb. So, but he's really good. I'm curious to know what they're going to do now, because I guess they realize, like.
Cleveland? Yeah, they know it's over.
Yeah. I mean, look.
Ravens did bounce back in a big way.
Here's the deal. Jameis does this to us. Right?
Yep.
Joe Flacco did it to us.
Yeah.
Like, there's reasons why these guys weren't.
You guys weren't playing from as behind last year, though, right? What was your record? You guys were more like 500. I feel like last year. I don't think it was like you had to climb out.
We were like one or two games under.
Yeah.
But Joe Flacco just lit it up. But then the season ended with Joe Flacco being Joe Flacco.
The Miami.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the way it goes.
The Miami Dolphins have a new long snapper because they have to have their long snapper on injured reserve for one more game.
Who? The long snapper's on injured reserve?
Yeah. He left for, like, personal reasons, but they had to, because long snapper's a stupid position,
yep.
Which, I've had a lot of takes. No take has aged better than old Tobe saying you need to have a hybrid snapper.
Listen, yep. Hold on. Can I just...
Have to, dude.
Let me say this, and I'm going to say it, and you need to listen, okay? Nobody comes into this league as a long snapper.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in Minnesota, the long snapper was Mike Morris. Here's what's funny about that. I played with him in Cleveland. He was a guard.
Right.
You just end up with that position.
Could he?
It's usually a tight end or something. But nobody comes into the league going, let's sign him because he also is a long snapper.
This guy will. But
now they're doing it.
Times have changed. They're specialized.
They're
and I'm
doing,
telling,
no.
There has,
you don't just.
Leroy.
No, you're not paying $600,000 to a long snapper.
Can I just say something?
No.
Please don't get mad at me.
No.
Special teams are changing.
If I'm already mad before you talk, what you think I'm going to be when you finish?
You're seeing these kickers these days. They're booming 65-yard punts. All right? They're killing it. Your talent, we're importing all of our... by the way, is there a punter in college football that's not Australian? All right? They're all Australian.
And they all do that rugby-style kick, too.
Yeah. They're all Australian. Even Duke's punter's Australian. I'm like, what? Duke.
Because they all do that rugby style punt.
I understand, but they've wiped out college kids. You can't be an American punter anymore.
Here's the other thing. They're all not good at it.
Lou Hedley was good.
So
he was also 40.
Let me explain. Hold on. Please let me explain this to you. One of the reasons why somebody may bring you in and say, oh, he plays guard, but in a pinch, we could use him as a long snapper.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but here's what I would say about that.
Sorry, could you say that again?
No.
Oh, her.
Your ability to make the team is going to be based on your primary position,
mm-hmm.
because there's a lot of guys at some point who've been a long snapper. Our long snapper when I was in Cleveland was a backup tight end.
Right.
So it like you're making.
Well, that's what I would like.
You're making a bigger deal about this. It is nobody's paying that much money
mm-hmm.
for a guy.
Like Durham Smythe should be able to long snap.
No.
Or the UTEP guard.
Think about the other thing about this position. Most of the guys are undersized at their position because you got to be able to throw your arms between you. You can't be a swole.
You can't tell me Aaron Brewer can't long snap. He could do it.
Dude,
he could do it. Look at that piss whistle that he sends to Tua.
Saw that rocket?
He can do it.
He could do it.
That being said, let's get to the bigger point. The Dolphins have signed long snapper Tucker Addington.
Oh, my goodness. It's never going to work. It is never going to work.
Come on.
No, he sounds like he should be riding a horse in Palm Beach.
He went to He went to Sam Houston State.
Yep.
This is an incredible Wikipedia. Tucker Addington is an American professional football long snapper. He played college at Sam Houston State. He spent 2 years out of football before being selected in the 2022 USFL draft by the Houston Gamblers.
Ah.
To do what?
Long snap.
So he's a professional. That's all he did is play long snap.
Dude, this is crazy.
So you know what? They just signed him in a pinch.
Well, yeah, because they ran out of bullets for the other kid that they had. This is crazy. Addington is an alumnus of the Texas Long Snapping Organization.
Oh.
Go to break.
Oh.
Go to break. I'm not a fan
of the Texas.
He attended and posted the fastest snapping speed of any player there, and he was later inducted into their Hall of Honor.
Whoa.
Dude, stop it.
I'm not making this up. I swear to God.
What's his name? Paddington Bear? What? Tucker Addington. Really? Dude, That's a Palm Beach name. He should, you know where he should live? Martha's Vineyard. Right? Where's he from?
He sounds like he's friends with the Wilsons.
Yes.
He's Texas. New Braunfels, Texas.
So yeah. His family is what Yellowstone was written after. Right?
New Braunfels, Texas.
Like his family's oil men.
I guess.
Dude, let me tell you something. Broke people don't name their kid Tucker Paddington.
That's true.
Yeah, like, yeah, so.
Has he played in a game?
No!
Well, he did play for the Houston Gamblers.
Dude, stop. Stop. You know how this conversation should have went? Mm. Let me tell you how this conversation should have went. Dolphins had to find another long snapper because they can't bring their long snapper back. Okay, next topic. That's it.
So who do they call?
Anyone.
Let's call the Texas Long Snapping Organization.
Yes. That's good research.
Yeah, this is Clyde.
No.
What can I help you with?
Yeah, we got this cat down here. I tell you what. You need a long snapper. He's a real piss whistle.
He's got the fastest snapping speed out of all here in the Texas Long Snapping Organization there,
that's
Chris.
That's not Texas. That's redneck you talking.
Same thing.
No, it's not.
Oh, it is.
No, it's not.
How's the difference between Texas and redneck?
No, if you go from Texas to Mississippi, it's totally different.
In New Braunfels, Texas?
Where's that?
I don't know.
I didn't even know that was a place.
That has a population of 110,000. And in case you're looking to move there,
it's like dead ass in the middle of Texas.
Wow.
Their
right
average,
where all the oil is.
Wow, that's crazy.
Right where all the oil is.
$105,000 a year is their average household income.
Hmm. Tucker Addington.
Wait, affordable. Is he an intangible?
Of course.
I know. Tucker,
believe it or not, you just give up this dream of football?
Like, I just...
Another guy that won the lottery and wants to play football.
I want a long snap. Not just snap.
First of all,
I want a long snap.
Wait, not even one of those real snappers.
First of all,
I don't want to get hit.
I think we may be overstating this because if the average household income is $110,000,
yeah,
they're not talking like that. Father, no.
Dad.
Father, I want to be a long snapper.
That's just the average. We don't know what the Addingtons have.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but guess what? You realize that $110,000, if somebody makes a boatload of money, that raises the income of everybody else.
I'm more floored that there is a Texas long snapping organization where they are measuring speeds.
Dude.
Mm-hmm. That's right there.
Wait. That's the shocking part? Or is the shocking part that the Dolphins may have called them?
Oh, they called him, dude.
That's Todd the intern's job, right? That Chris Greer can't be bothered. He's like, hey, Todd, go find me a long snapper.
Mr. Greer, I got someone for you. Fastest snap in the West.
Okay. The South, though.
What was he active? He was active for, like, Tucker Addington. Career games. Six. No, seven. Sorry.
For the Houston Gamblers?
Nah, he snapped three games for the Patriots.
Oh.
Oh.
In 2022, three for the Washington Commanders, and then he went back to New England.
So he's exactly what I thought that job would be, right? Snap for hire.
Had a tackle in 2023.
Oh, here we go.
More tackles than you.
Fair.
There you go.
Fair.
More tackles than Blake Ferguson.
Tough. Tell us about other tough things, Leroy, that we got to, something coming on up, man.
You got to be
so
tough.
There's something special coming up. So, you know, as men, you got to be strong. You got to be tough.
Got to be tough.
But it's real important to get all your screenings, because when it comes to health, we need to be smart, especially if you're 45 or older. You're getting there, buddy.
I know.
Don't worry. You're going to get your first colonoscopy and all those things.
Got to.
So, I'm going to invite you guys to join Alonzo Mourning and other special guests, including Dan Marino and Ed Jovanovski, at the Miami Heat Men's Health Summit on November 16th, and learn how to take a proactive approach to your health from some of your country's most renowned health experts. Plus, you can enjoy fun activities, giveaways, raffles, and autograph prizes, and more. There's no time to waste. Come and get health screening like Alonzo Mourning did. It saved his life. It can save yours. It's go time. It's Zotime. Learn more at baptisthealth.net/Zotime. That's baptisthealth.net/ZOTIME. Crazy.
All right, welcome back. It's Tobin and Leroy. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. I'm so elated. Come on, girl. Give it to me, baby. It's a Tuesday. It's good to see everybody out there. What's going on over there? Is a speaker on over there or something? What's going on? Huh? What are you doing here, Leroy?
What? He has his computer talking back to him?
He's got his computer on, dude, and he's not here, and I can't get him to log in.
What? Okay.
Very annoying. Very annoying.
Candy.
Oh, real candy! What'd you get? Hey, come turn your computer speaker off, dude.
Your speaker!
You got a thing going on. A
bunch of children in this.
All right, don't disclose your secrets. Just fix it, dude.
You know I'm... What happened?
Your speaker's like playing, like a feedback thing's going on over there.
I didn't touch anything.
You did something, dude. You did something.
You did something, dude.
Oh, no. I just changed my password. I forgot.
Oh, jeez. Oh,
how often does this happen? A lot.
J-Vig is dipping into her secret stash and giving away two-day general mission passes to Country Bay Music Festival at Miami Marine Stadium this weekend. You guys could win and see Zach Brown Band, Carrie Underwood, Dustin Lynch, and a whole lot more. Keep on listening to our show for details on how you can win. If you can't wait to win, visit countrybaymusicfestival.com to purchase tickets. Miami Heat lose last night.
So I changed my password.
Yes.
And then when you logged me out, I tried to use the new password. It didn't work.
I didn't log you out. It logged out when you left. I didn't touch your computer. I didn't touch your stuff.
He logged you out, dude.
I didn't touch your stuff.
Oh, he logged
I saw you over here.
Dude, I did not touch your stuff. I wouldn't do that. That's not the right thing to do.
He said, watch this. Leroy will never figure this out.
You're such a bastard.
Hey, by the way, Jennifer.
Whoa.
I brought something for you.
True.
You missed out. Gave it to somebody else.
Yeah.
Yep.
Really nice.
That's what you get, Jennifer. Or what you don't get.
Beep, 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 beep.
Oh, man. So, the Dolphins, they got Monday Night Football this week. Last night, the Chiefs.
No.
They stay undefeated. Did you guys watch? I was watching the Heat, I watched
some of it. It was a good back and forth. And the game ended the same way. Just first team that got the ball in overtime won.
Jeez. Patrick Mahomes. Scooting all over the place. I don't know, man. It is. They just seem to keep rolling. The thing is, I'm watching this year, and I know they just lost to the Browns, but, man, I feel like Lions and Ravens are the best teams. I feel like they're better than the Chiefs.
But here's the deal. Don't look at the numbers to determine who's the best team. I think the thing that makes Kansas City so good is that they can win every type of game that's being played.
Yeah, there's been a lot of blows to Baltimore's defense.
And so Baltimore can't. Baltimore is in a situation right now.
Got to score.
If they get in the shootout and have a couple of mistakes on offense, they lose.
Mm.
So
they feel 98-ish to you?
They don't have
because usually,
I don't think they're that explosive offense. Here's what I think, and it's weird because
put up a lot of 40s, Leroy.
Usually, teams that run the ball as well as they do also defend the run quite well. They don't really defend the run.
They've been in a bunch of shootouts,
right? But look to who, That's other thing.
They've beaten the Cowboys, the Bills, the Bengals, the Commanders, the Bucks. They got some quality wins. They lost to the Chiefs early in the year, of course.
The Browns haven't been scoring at all, and then all of a sudden.
I know.
Right. And then they went back home.
I know. Oddly, it always feels like Baltimore that can lean on their defense.
Right.
But I like them. They're so much fun, dude. They're so much fun.
You know what?
What's up?
I don't need a top 25 ranking show. Just put them up.
They just put out the projections. Canes where they're projected number three.
In all honesty, because I've been hanging out with you guys,
yep.
I thought they would be lower because they say strength of schedule.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, they're higher than four.
By the way, I want to let you know, Mario Cristobal started off his press conference yesterday.
Ooh.
Giving love to the fans for all the energy they brought.
Oh!
So I think you owe the Canes an apology.
I don't.
The coach started the press conference saying they brought the juice.
I didn't say the people that were there were not energetic. I never questioned the people at the games.
Can I just say something? Can I say something?
Uh-oh.
I said your team's top five in the country.
The
stadium should be full. Okay. That's what I said.
More people than you think.
Okay.
It's more people than you think.
Don't change what my argument was.
But they brought the juice.
My argument, Marcos?
Need more people there.
The stadium should be filled. You're top five in the country.
The pockets just make it look bad. I'm telling you, I've gone to that stadium since a wee lad. I gone to that stadium. Okay, I've seen empty. All right, I've been to Marlins Pirates.
Okay, you know what? You know what I said.
You can hear yourself talk there.
You know what I said. Then you tried.
They heard me talk.
Then you tried to tweak it.
I'm just going with what Cristobal said.
I never said anything about the energy of the people that were there.
Poof. He said they grabbed.
Did I at any point in time? At any point in time did I question the energy in the building?
He did not.
I did not.
Yeah, but you know, it implies there's
no it's
it implies
not,
that.
I'm not implying anything. I said exactly what I needed to say.
Put your katanas away.
I said exactly what I need to say.
Semantics samurai.
I'm not. You mean you are?
No, I'm not, dude. I'm going by what the coach said.
I didn't question that,
unasked,
though.
Unasked. He opened the press conference.
I did not question that. When did I talk about the energy in the stadium?
When you say there's no crowd there, it implies
that's
you're
not,
saying
I
that.
Didn't say there was no crowd.
Well, I mean,
what I said was I saw the game on TV. I saw a whole bunch of empty seats. You got a top five team. That building should be packed. That's what I said.
I would just say with that stadium, it's just very noticeable because of how bright the seats are. I'm telling you, it really was pretty. It was pretty packed.
But you know what's not bright?
Hmm?
The people, if they're sitting in a seat.
I understand. It's still a lot of people, though. It's a lot of people.
Come on. Stop. You know what I said? I meant everything that I said. That you got a top five team. The team is awesome and fun to watch. That stadium should be full. Now, watch. They get a playoff game down here or go to the playoff. Yeah. No, then it'll be packed.
Well, I think a lot of people. I think that's another. I can talk. I think that's been another. I'm just gonna already look at you because it's going to the end of the show montage. So upset.
Totally.
Ooh. When's the last time you had one of these?
What is that?
Rolo.
Never.
I don't think I've ever had a Rolo.
Yeah, you went somewhere different.
Every time you have Rolo, I think of the guy from Vikings, the snake brother, because his name was Rolo.
Yeah, Rolo was chopping off heads.
He tried to backstab Ragnar. Ragnar showed mercy, though, because the gods told Ragnar.
That's a violent show, dude.
Oh, very violent.
Very violent.
The Blood Eagle?
Let me explain something to you.
Blood Eagle?
You know what? This is how it worked in Vikings. You want a girlfriend? You just go take her.
I tried to begin the
marriage. But here's the kicker. The women were badass, too.
I was just saying
that. Lagatha.
Oh, so Lagatha.
He's just like, but I want another wife.
Yes.
She goes,
what?
Yeah. Yep.
She goes, oh, you want another wife? Guess what? I'm leaving to go in battles.
Wow.
Okay, see ya.
And that's what they would do.
See ya, Ragnar.
Here's the crazy thing.
That's kind of cool.
You ready? Here's the crazy thing.
Yep.
Your man would leave and go to war. And see, it doesn't do it justice. They're gone for years. Because it take them a half a year to get to where they're going to fight.
First of all.
Right? Because they're going on a boat. Right? They ain't driving. They ain't flying. They're going on a boat around the world to take over some land. When you come back, your wife may or may not have a kid with somebody else.
Yep. What? And that kid may or may not be possessed. You know?
What?
Yes.
Who stayed home?
Crazy show.
A construction worker?
Yeah.
Like, what's going on?
No, it was always a drifter.
Oh, always a drifter. Oh, yeah. A guy who stopped by and helped out while he was gone.
Some drifter who could speak to the trees. He goes, oh, the trees.
He's a hippie.
Yeah.
He's a hippie for sure. This reminds me of the Giselle Tom Brady situation. He goes off to Foxborough and then a jiu-jitsu trainer.
Tom Brady's like, you've been going to a lot of classes. How come you're not even a blue belt yet?
Had a lot of classes, huh? A lot of classes.
Take a break. How with Tua? Mike McDaniel. Some thoughts on the Dolphins'
run. No, you don't know what he's going to say, dude. Back after this.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.